Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you the best in Chazonis. This is part of a special series that I've been running, the top 50, if you will. Last show, we had about 25 of the greats and continuing with the great cantors of yesteryear. We'll begin with Shmuel the Gota. Okay, let's get right to the Chazonis. Our first selection will be Shmuel the Gota with Moron Divishmaya. Shmuel the Gota.
Yeah.
That was Shmuel Vigoda with Morin Divashmaya. We'll next hear from Yosela Mandelbaum, and this is his classic Rozo de Shabbos.
Shabbos, Shabbos, des Hagedas, Beruzu de'achot, le Michel
Yeah.
יחדיו יש פרשן משיטר לאחרון וכל הדינים ומסברי מילה כדא ישב סוף All the names are in me now. All the names are in me now. Satras bechamu itrin ligabei ligabei maliku kadisha.
Yossele Mandelbaum with his classic Rozo, the Shabbos, Mysteries of the Shabbos, of the Sabbath, from the Sephardic service. Just beautiful. I hope you enjoyed that. Well, next here, David Moshe Steinberg with Omer Rabbi Elazar.
Omer Rabbi Elazar. Oh,
David Moshe Steinberg. We'll next hear from cantor Moshe Taube with Uvnocho Yomar.
Thank you.
I forgot how much the choir played a part in that particular recording. That was Young Boys Choir accompanying Cantor Moshe Taube. Okay, little choir there. Simcha Koussevitzky. Some people think that Simcha was the best. I don't get involved in this. I just met someone from South Africa, and he was telling me how Simcha and Yaakov were in many ways better. I don't get into this. I don't get into this. But the four brothers were all terrific, and this selection I'm playing of Simcha, the Ad Heina, is certainly a classic. And you got to be pretty good to be able to pull this one off. So let's hear Simcha Koussevitzky with Ad Heina.
Tol maro, tol marelo, adoi, shem.
Simcha Kusevitsky. And let's hear Yaakov. That's the fourth brother. We've played Moshe and David and Simcha, and now it's Yaakov with Av Harachamim.
Av Harachamim Yerachim Yerachem, Avam Osir, Veyikoy,
Okay, that was Yakov Kusevitsky. Our next selection will be Sholem Katz. Well, look, you're all familiar with his Kale Mole. It's an incredible recording, which I believe I played during the Yom HaShoah, and you know the story involved with that. His singing of that saved his life when he was about to be killed in a lineup in the concentration camp. But let's hear Mizmor LeDavid. This is the 23rd Psalm. And this is Sholem Katz.
Mizmor LeDavid. Hashem Roi Echsor
Cats with Mizmor Le David. Look, you know that I've been making a presentation on the life of Yosla Rosenblatt, and as part of it, I bring in a little cylinder Victrola, and I bring my 1904 RCA Victor with the wooden horn and play the original recordings. But these next two, the reason I'm going through this is Carniole recorded in 1913 and Mizell's in 1905. Now, 1905 was really probably one of the first years that the disc came out. That was the year that Caruso first recorded and Yosla. But you got to remember, Yosla was in Hamburg and came to the United States in 1912. Yechiel recorded this in 1913. One of the things that you may or may not be aware of is that prior to 1925, all recordings were what they call acoustic. They stood in front of a large horn and sang into the horn, and the vibrations went down to a diaphragm that vibrated, and that's how the masters were made. And there's a whole story about how difficult it was to get the master such that you could make thousands of recordings. It used to be that in the beginning they could only make maybe 20 or 30 or 40 recordings, and they had to sing it over and over again. But that's for a different discussion. When you invite me to your shul to do the Rosenblatt presentation, before I go into his life, I go into the history of recorded sound, because you know, you got to think of this. Rosenblatt was born in 1882. The cylinder was first came into prominence in 1900 when he was 18, and he was 30 by the time he came to the States and was recording for RCA, although he was recording for them in Europe prior to coming. Anyway, that little background, we're going to hear Alter Yechiel Carniole. Now, I admit that I haven't played Carniole in years. And, well, let's hear his Nekadesh, which is from 1913. This is Carniole.
Nekadesh. Oh. scuro se nel cielo, scuro se nel
that was somewhat sound a little primitive. Well, yes, 1925 was when they first came out with a microphone and speakers and an amplifier. And that's why prior to 1925, there were no symphonies because you couldn't quite record a symphony with 40 or 50 or 60 members and have them in front of a horn. No matter how big the horn was, it was never big enough for that. Some small orchestras, yes. You had klezmer and the like. But in any event, I mentioned 1905. That was the year that Yeshaya Mizell's recorded this next selection, Sur Yisrael. Aryeh Leib-Rutman was also one of the earliest to record somewhere around that time. And as I mentioned, the Caruso's first recording was 1905. And according to Rabbi Samuel Rosenblatt, in his bio of his father, 1905 is when Yesler recorded in Europe, although we don't have any of the recordings from that year. The ones we have started around 1907 or so. So let's hear Yeshaya Mizell's. By the way, Yeshaya Mizell's was the cantor at OZ, and he retired suddenly in 1911, which fortuitous for Yesler, opened the way for him to come to that congregation, which was one of the finest and most active congregations in the city of New York. And let's hear Yeshaya Mizell's 1905 recording from with Sur Yisrael.
Oh,
From OZ. Yeah, they had quite a history of Chazanists there. Of course, they had the famous Yesla there for off and on through his turbulent life. And let's close with Jacob Barkin. So I've been playing cantors from the golden, what I call the early golden age, the late golden age, and the post golden age. All cantors who had passed away. And, yeah, what can I tell you? I just didn't want to get into a whole mishmash. One day I'll do a series. It'll probably take me a few months of all the all the living cantors. So let's get to Barkin, Jacob Barkin with Havdolah.
Simcha mitzvot, simcha mitzvot.